All right, so we're here with Catherine Provencher, or Amon Provencher, sorry, the new president of the Pontiac NDP Riding Association. Catherine, how's it going?
Hi, it's going great.
Awesome.
How are you?
Oh, not so bad. All right, so could you tell me a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, so I've been NDP partisan for many years. But I started getting more involved with the party in more of an official manner in the fall of 2017. I completed an internship at the riding office of the old deputy for the old MP, sorry, for Laurier-Sainte-Marie in Montreal. It was Hélène Laverdière at the time. So I spent a couple of months there in her office, learned a lot. And in that same fall, I also joined the Jeunes Néo-Démocrates du Québec, so it's like the Young New Democrats of Quebec. I was VP Communications there for a little bit, and in that role, I also got the chance to go to my first NDP convention in February of 2018. And in the summer 2018, then I did a second internship for an NDP MP. At the time, it was Guy Caron. I worked at his Ottawa office. He was the MP for Rimouski. He's now mayor of Rimouski, actually. He just won, so yay. Good job, D. he was basically a parliamentary leader at that time because Jagmeet had not gotten his seat yet at the House of Commons. So that's when I worked for Guy Caron. And after that internship, I sort of took a break from being involved with the NDP, just to concentrate on my studies and, you know, finding a job. But I recently, obviously, started getting involved again, first by volunteering for Denis Giroux's campaign here in Pontiac. And I just accepted the position to be president of the Riding Association. So that's a little bit about me.
Awesome. And so what are you studying?
So I'm actually done studying. But I did a BA at Concordia University in Community Public Affairs and Policy Studies. And I just finished a master's at Carleton in public policy and public administration. I get my two degrees mixed up sometimes because they're so similar.
No worries.
But yeah, so essentially I studied public policy. And now I'm working for the federal government public service.
And so how did you end up in the Pontiac here?
I just moved here, actually, this summer. I met my partner, and we decided to move in together. He was already in the riding. I was on the Ottawa side while I was studying at Carleton, and then we just decided to find a place together here.
And so whereabouts are you guys staying?
We're in Le Plateau.
Okay.
So it's very, very nice. We love it. It's very diverse here, very calm, really a lovely place to stay.
Yeah, the Pontiac's a huge riding. We're sort of just up along the river here, about an hour or so out of the city. But during your campaign there, or your help with Madame Giroux's campaign, did you get to see a lot of the riding itself?
I didn't get to see the more rural, like, farther parts, like where you live. I didn't get a chance to go to. I mostly did door knocking and, you know, hanging up of signs in my area, in Le Plateau.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to see more. As you said, it's a huge riding, but I didn't get the chance to explore just yet.
Okay. And so I guess this is backtracking a little bit, but what drew you to the NDP specifically in the first place? What appeals to you about that party?
Well, I have to credit my mom for that. She's always been a big NDP partisan. And, you know, in my family, we've always talked politics. And I guess we've always had very much socialist values, if you will. You know, my mom was very involved in community organizing and social work. So I get a lot of that from her, my values, and I find that the NDP definitely represents my values, whether it's in terms of the environment, fighting climate change, fighting social inequalities, you know, just making this country a fairer place. That definitely drew me to the NDP. So I would say I would credit my mom, but I would also say that the party definitely reflects my values as an individual.
And so you said you helped out on Madame Giroux's campaign, just the most recent one or the previous one as well?
Just the most recent one, yeah.
Okay. And so could you explain a little bit about how the your journey to become the president happened? Were you approached by somebody or how did that work out?
Yeah, so I sort of joined the association, I guess, pretty informally, just because I had volunteered for the news. I hung up some signs. I did some door knocking. I distributed some flyers. So I was invited then to their post-election meeting. So that was sort of my first a taste of what it was like to be in that writing association. And very quickly afterwards, I was nominated by a member of the association to be president. So I happily accepted this role. It's definitely a new role for me, but I'm excited to see what it's, you know, going to lead to.
And so what was your take on the previous race there? It's Quebec's a little different, I think, than a lot of other jurisdictions as far as like the parties involved and like the specific histories of the parties in the province as well. We had there's a lot of Anglophones here in this riding, but we had a very strong showing from the Bloc. Like what was your take on the last race there and how it played out?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, obviously, this was a bit of a disappointment, but that said, I think that virtually all parties were disappointed by this election, considering that the results were virtually the same as 2019. So I don't think it's only the NDP that was disappointed. And I have to say that strategic voting is definitely, that impact can't be minimized. It's sort of always the same story where you know, it's not that people are not a fan of the NDP ideas, but, you know, as election comes closer, there's always that fear that, oh my God, the Conservatives might win. So then, you know, people give their votes to the Liberals, you know, to avoid having Harper years come back and haunt us. But I think it's also our job, you know, to show people that strategic voting does not work and that the Liberals and the Conservatives, they are actually more similar than one would think. So I think that in terms of the Bloc, as you mentioned, I feel like the Bloc is sort of like the comfortable option for Quebecers. Like it's just sort of a habit at this point. But I would say that the Bloc we've seen a shift there where it has shifted to the kind of the right. And the NDP then becomes, honestly, the only progressive option on the federal scene for Quebecers. And it's our job to really communicate that to Quebecers next time around.
And so just jumping off of that, given that we're in a minority government right now, where maybe not in the near future, but there's always a possibility of an election being called. What would your priorities be for the riding association itself, and for, I don't know, I guess a potential campaign in the future?
Yeah, well, I think that our focus right now is to be active in between elections. So it's really important to remain visible. We want to organize events on issues that are really important for Pontiac citizens. For example, there's this project, maybe you've heard of it, of nuclear waste in Chalk River. And that's an issue that is, you know, that really bothers people here. And it's not getting a lot of media coverage. So we want to bring awareness to this issue, and we're considering organizing sort of a roundtable panel discussion with some MPs and NDP MPs and participation of some environmental groups that are fighting right now what's going on at Chalk River. So we're considering, you know, organizing events on issues that are preoccupy the citizens in Pontiac. We want to increase our media presence. We think it's important to have more press releases, on positions and issues that are important for Pontiac citizens. We also want to recruit more members, and I would invite, honestly, everyone that's interested in the NDP's platform to contact us either on our website or our Facebook page, NDP Podcast, Project NPD. You'll find it easily.
For sure. And just to sort of close out here a little bit, Madame Giroux was not only the candidate in the last two elections, but she was also the Riding Association president. Do you have any, I guess, ambitions to become the candidate if there is an election called?
I think it's a bit early to tell.
For sure.
there's always like this nomination process that goes on every election. The NDP is the only party that has sort of a rule to make sure that there's representation of minorities as candidates. So we'll see how that process goes. I really can't predict who will be the president, the candidate, whether it's Denise again or me or someone else. You know, that's not really decided that early on. We have to follow the process that the party sets out for us.
Oh, for sure, for sure. All right, Catherine, I want to congratulate you on your election as president. I also want to thank you for your time. I'll give you the last word here if you have anything you want to say to the Pontiacers here.
Yeah, well, I want to say thank you for the invite. I hope that we get to talk again in the future. And again, I really invite people who are interested in the NDP's ideas to get in contact with us on our Facebook page or on our website at NPD Pontiac. We'll be happy to hear from you. And we have the priorities of Pontiac citizens are very important for us, and we'll keep working in between elections, that's for sure.